Okay, well, good morning. We're going to roll things, keep things going, all right? So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Les, and I have the honor of being the treasurer of NWC. So I had the honor of the guys coming to me to say, Les, we need some more funds. Les, we need some more funds. Les, and we need some more funds. So I had the privilege of doing that, okay? But I have the distinct honor this morning to initiate Pastor Tim's ordination this morning. And I know Pastor Scott will be doing the official ordination soon. But let me just spend a few seconds to describe my journey with Pastor Tim. So my family and I, we started to attend this church back in 2007. Is that right, honey? Yeah, you sure? You're the numbers person. No, I'm the numbers person. Right. 2007. And Pastor Tim and Christine, remind me, were you guys involved in children's ministry that time? 2009. Okay. So, again, when I joined after a number of years, then Pastor Tim, you took over the youth, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, I was your first youth leader or helper, right? See? Now he was only 10 back then, right? and I was 15, right? But again, I had the privilege to journey with him throughout his professional career development as a young leader, children's ministry, youth ministry, and we see those ministries grow. And then also had the privilege to serve with him on the board after he was elected as chairman of the board for a number of years. So we worked very, very closely together. And again, I really, really admire Pastor Tim with respect to his communication skills and even his appetite or his drive to learn more about the goodness of God and the scriptures. And then he went on to do his master's degree and so on. So again, very, very proud of Pastor Tim. But there's one other person who knows Pastor Tim, I would say the best other than his parents, and that would be Christine, his dear wife. All right, so let's give Christine a round of applause as she comes up and shares.
Good morning, church family. As Les said, I'm Christine. I'm the wife of Pastor Tim, and today's a very exciting day. It's been a long journey, and many of you have been along on that journey with us, church family, and thank you for all your support, and you're our cheerleaders, and we really couldn't have done it with each of you being behind us this whole time, so thank you. And honestly, I was thinking about what to share today, and I had a vivid memory of being 16 years old. That's actually when Pastor Tim and I started dating, when we were like 16. And I was at Starbucks with the pastor's wife at that time. She was my mentor, and she told me, never marry a pastor. That was her advice to me. And as you can tell, I'm obviously not a very good listener, so I did not obey that suggestion she had, and I went on to marry Pastor Tim, and I am so thankful I ignored her advice. And you're welcome to ignore mine if you ever feel the leading of the Holy Spirit as well. But because honestly, Pastor Tim is committed to this church, and he is called, and that calling is real. He loves you so much. Even in our family prayer times at the end of when we ask the kids what we're going to pray for, Pastor Tim will bring things up, like your surgeries the next day, or maybe if you're expecting or just had a baby, you're a part of our family. And we appreciate that so much. He really does love and care for each of you. And that being said, he is also a wonderful father, and we can appreciate him so much. He's the kind of dad that instead of making a meeting at a normal hour, he will ask you, what about 8 o'clock? What about 8:30 at night? What about 9? That way he can still be home to tuck in the kids and say prayers with them at night. So he is always there and always present, and that's the kind of dad he is. And just an amazing husband as well. He's there. He's always present. He is there. He is helping. He's the one that does the dishes and packs the lunches because I could do it once I'm done my work, but he said, I would rather spend that time with you relaxing, not just me. So he is always there and prioritizes our family. And honestly, it is a privilege for me to call him my pastor as well. And I respect him more than anything, and I'm so excited to be on this journey. So congratulations, Reverend Tim. Oh, not yet. Well, I guess I will make it official by calling up Scott, Pastor Scott Doggart, to make it all official.
Really? Praise like that from a spouse? How am I going to follow that? I mean, Pastor, it does not get any better. We could close her down right now, right? There's the ordination voucher right there. Awesome. It is great to be with you today, and what a full house. This is tremendous, the joy of being together again. Amen?
Amen?
Indeed. Well, at this time, it is my privilege to officially ordain Pastor Tim. And so, Pastor and Christine, I'm going to ask you to come forward at this time, and likewise the board. I know you're doing a little back and forth a bit today, but board, if you could come forward and stand on the platform here as well. And Pastor and wife, why don't you stand right here? And I'll just have the board behind me at this point in time. And we shall begin this very significant event. Wonderful. Thank you for coming. It would be very embarrassing if you didn't. So I'm glad you did. Let me just tell you a little bit about Pastor Tim in his own words, so you can get to know him just a little bit better as well. Pastor Tim says this, I was raised in a Jesus-loving, Bible-reading, church-going family. I still remember the moment I first committed my life to Christ. I was 4 years old, alone in my parents' room. I knelt in prayer by my parents' bedside and prayed, asking Jesus to forgive me of my sins and make me a child of God. 4 years after that, as an 8-year-old boy, I was baptized in water. A few years after that, my parents started talking with me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They led me in a prayer to receive the baptism of the Spirit. In the years that followed, I had two encounters with God that shaped me in a way no words can fully describe. At the age of 13, I heard God speak to me. It was not an audible voice, but it was a voice that was so clearly heard in my spirit that I knew it was God. I had recently been asking him why he had chosen me to be born into a Christian family when I knew so many others who were not. It didn't seem fair. This is what he said, because I have given you the wisdom, strength, and courage to tell others about me. 2 years later, I heard God speak once again. At the time, my plan was to follow in my sister's footsteps and go to teacher's college, but God made it known to me at the age of 15 that although I was called to teach, it was not in the field of public education, but rather in the local church. Ever since that day, I knew I was called to serve the church as a preacher. 10 years after receiving this revelation, almost 9 years ago now, this actually became my reality as I was installed as the lead pastor of Niagara Worship Center. Throughout my life, God has used several mentors and friends to encourage me and prepare me for my life in ministry. Without question, my parents played a significant role in my spiritual growth. My high school youth pastor, Pastor Jamie, and I was going to ask you how to pronounce it. I just wanted to get that right. Is he here today? Good. So let's not tell him that I didn't know how to say his name, all right? Mind you, this is being broadcast around the world right now, I'm sure. So Pastor Jamie, I'm so sorry. Pastor Jamie Itell was a tremendous role model who went above and beyond to invest in my life and encourage the call of God on my life for ministry. My brother-in-law, Bruce, who also serves as a pastor in Niagara Falls, has been a blessing and a mentor to me for over 15 years. My predecessor, Pastor Krister Eiborg, who pastored NWC from 2006 to 2014, was my biggest cheerleader. He often told me he counted it a privilege to call me his pastor after I took over for him 8 years ago. And last but not least, certainly not least, my closest friend and greatest supporter has been my wife, Christine. She has sharpened me spiritually, challenged me deeply, and encouraged me continually in my call to ministry and my desire to preach, pastor, and serve the local church. Well written, Pastor Tim. Beautiful, beautiful testimony to God's direction in your life. Truly an encouragement to us all. Let me just offer congratulations and good wishes where they are due. I understand Pastor Tim's parents are right here, and Christine, your parents are here. And congratulations, folks. God is involved in Pastor Tim and Christine's life, but it doesn't happen without any assistance from parents. So parents, we congratulate you today. Let's do that, shall we? We are blessed because of your investment. So thank you so much. The other point of congratulations and thanks I want to give today is this, and it entails just a very brief story. I don't know, maybe it was 10 or 11 years ago, I forget. Pastor Christer gave me a call, and he said he believed that God was leading the new lead pastor to this church, and that they knew who he was. He was already in the church, this guy named Tim Clausen. And I thought, first of all, well, Pastor, I sure hope you're right. And secondly, Pastor, you've made my job a lot easier because the guy's already here. So that's good news. And I want to give credit and congratulations to Pastor Christer today because prophetically, he was right on the mark. What a great story. So today we give thanks to Pastor Christer and his family. Would you do that as well? Thank God for this pastor. We do. Amen. So, Pastor Tim, ordination, it's a great credit to you and to Christine because you're in this together. It's a recognition of a result of good studies, of a track record that's been well run, well walked, a recognition of your peers and your ministry leaders. And so it's a very significant event that we enjoy today. Pastor Tim, do you believe in your heart that you are truly called of God to a full life of continuous Christian ministry and that you are in the will of God at this time?
I do.
Are you persuaded that the Holy Scriptures, inspired of God, contain all doctrine necessary for full and eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? And are you determined to instruct those people committed to your care, sitting right here today, out of the Holy Scriptures and to teach nothing but that which may be concluded and proven by Scripture? If so, will you answer, I am?
I am.
Will you give your faithful diligence to always minister the doctrines, sacraments, and disciplines of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and teach those who are committed to your care to also give diligence and observe the same? If so, will you answer, I will?
I will.
Will you be diligent? A lot of diligence here, Pastor Tim. Will you be diligent and promise never to do another building project again? No, that's not. And the board said, amen, amen, right? Where's Peter? Peter says amen. Yes, indeed. Hand raised even. How about that? Let's get back to the script here. That's probably a good thing to do. Will you be diligent to give yourself to a ministry of prayer and the continuous study of the Scriptures, always desiring the Holy Spirit's enablement in these areas? If so, will you answer, I will?
I will.
Will you be diligent to order your lifestyle and that of your family according to the directions of God's Word so as to make yourself a wholesome example and model to others? If so, will you answer, I will?
I will.
I began this time with a little hopefully comical comment about trying to follow you, Christine, and the good words that you said. But in the years that I've been doing ordination services, I have never seen such a tribute from a spouse. I haven't heard any criticisms from a spouse. Just so you know, let me clarify. But that special point in the service where the spouse offers such praise and thanksgiving for their spouse. So that is tremendous. Well done. And obviously, together, you are ordering your family in the direction of God, according to the call upon your children that exists before time itself. Will you endeavor to live in peace and joy and love among those who are or shall be committed to your care? If so, will you answer, I will?
I will.
Will you honor and cooperate with those elected and appointed overseers of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, unto whom is committed the administration and governance, submitting to their leadership? Oh, if so, will you answer, I will.
I will.
And it is my delight to be here today Pastor Tim also serves as our section pastor for the Niagara region and does a stellar job caring for the credential holders, the ministers in this Niagara region, and is fully cooperative what God is doing in the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. And on a personal level, just before we ordain you officially, I want to say, from the very beginning to this day, it is an absolute delight to work with you, my brother. I love you deeply in Jesus Christ, and just as a colleague and ministry, a younger brother, I have deep, deep affections for you. And thank you so much for your ministry, your friendship, your honesty, your diligence. This is just a real excitement to be involved in this today. So this morning, and I'm going to ask the congregation to stand, if you would, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm so glad I can do this, actually touch you with oil. Haven't done this for a while. We ordain you, Pastor Tim, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and yourself, Christine, as well. As one with this pastor, in partnership, in life and ministry, we anoint you for ministry, ongoing ministry, and care. And I don't know if this will be special, but I'm going to give this to you. You can frame it, whatever you want to do, but in the name of the Lord, we ordain you today by the auspices of the Western Ontario District of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, and by the power invested in me representing our superintendent, Pastor Jason Small. We're delighted to do that today. So, Board, if you would just gather around Pastor and his wife, and we're going to pray together. And if you would just lift your arms towards this dear brother, I promise you I won't pray too long so your arms don't get too tired. I know that experience. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give joy and thanksgiving to you today in this place. We thank you for Pastor Tim, for your call upon his life, for his obedience, for your protection over him. We thank you for Christine, obviously a tremendous partner in this relationship, in this ministry, in this family. We pray for these dear children today that you would bless each one of them in the path that you've created for them. We thank you for parents that have invested and rejoice in this day. Lord, we pray that you would continue to lead Pastor Tim in the plan that you have created before time began itself, that he would continue to hear your voice, to know your call, and to quickly obey the way in which you direct. Lord, thank you for this church, for this board of deacons, for this great day, in Jesus' name. So Pastor Tim and Christine, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, may this Lord equip you with everything good for doing his will. May he continue to work in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now my favorite part of this deal. I'm so happy to present to you Reverend Timothy Clausen.
I love doing that. Here we go. You have one more thing.
Have a seat. I almost forgot the certificate. Can you believe that? The actual thing in writing. Here it is. Certificate of ordination, certified that Timothy J.D. Clausen. What does J.D. stand for?
Jonathan David.
Jonathan David, named after your dad and?
No, in the Bible, I'm my own best friend, Jonathan and David.
Oh, I see. Is that because you can't find a best friend? Is that? Anyways, and there's a long paragraph here that basically says, you're in, buddy, you're ordained. There you are. God bless your friend.
There we are, Patrick. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you so much. I know the church, Pastor Scott, asked you to stand, but we also have planned to honor Pastor Tim and Christine. Christine, thank you. Thank you for allowing Pastor Tim to do the work that he's doing in this church. Because without a wife, I don't know how he could have done what he's doing. Thank you. Amen. And for both of you, On behalf of the church, everyone here felt that God have put in their hearts to honor you. They are here because they honored you with their presence and their prayer, and also a gift that we're going to present to you on behalf of the church. Amen. So we want to bless Pastor Tim with our prayer again. There is a scripture in the Bible in Jeremiah that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge and might, the spirit of understanding, and the spirit of the fear of God. So we pray that the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you from this day on until you get in heaven. May the Lord bless you. Can you stretch your hand towards him? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the anointing of the Lord never depart from you. And the anointing that breaks every yoke upon you. As Jesus said to Peter, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. So be it from this day on. And the desire of your heart be honored by your God and your Savior. We declare that you shall lack nothing. Your house shall be blessed. Your children shall be a blessing to this generation. We proclaim that your hands will bring healing. Your foot will walk on this earth to proclaim the good tidings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel will go forth from your mouth as a fire to quench the works of the enemy and to deliver those who are brokenhearted, to set free the oppressed, and those who are captivated. Father, we thank you. With the whole congregation today, we agree that upon this man, the church will be blessed and the nation will know your name. And kings will bow before the name of the Lord. Your God, in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. 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 Amen.